The struggle of money. Do you trust God with your money? Do you tell yourself that God surely knows you aren't able to give anything right now, and certainly not 10%, followed with a promise to make it up when you can? When I first returned to church after a 20-year absence, I had $7 in my purse. I put the entire thing in the offering, thinking it wouldn't get me far anyway. I'd been going through a tough time, and I didn't have much hope. When I returned home, I decided to open the mail from the day before, a letter from Social Security. I had been trained to not expect anything good from them unless it was my son's monthly check, one reason I was not in a hurry to open it. My disbelieving eyes fell on a letter stating that a mistake had been made, and they were rectifying it with the enclosed check for $700. Everything we have is a gift from God. For from him and through him and to him are all things. Romans 11:36. All Father asks from you is 10% back for the work of his kingdom. You get to keep 90%. Bring the whole tenth into the storehouse so that there will be food in my house and put me to the test, says Adonai Tzedrot, the Lord of hosts. See if I won't open for you the floodgates of heaven and pour out for you a blessing far beyond your needs. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. There is no need to fear poverty when you are learning to be a cheerful giver, but don't enter into the sin of giving just to get something back. Each should give according to what he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. For your generosity, he promises to give back even more. It's the way God's math works. The more you give, the more you get. Then you can give more. Don't be afraid to trust God with your money. He will provide for you when you have decided in your heart to honor him with what you have already been given.